Now, Moscow has accused London of trying to win the EU's support over the poisoning of a Russian spy in Britain. Sergey Lavrov said the UK is feverishly seeking to force its allies to take confrontational steps against Russia. He stressed that Britain is leaving no stone unturned to deepen the crisis with Moscow. The top Russian diplomat insisted that London has so far failed to provide any proof of Russia's alleged involvement in the poisoning incident. The former Russian spy and his daughter were poisoned in the English city of Salisbury earlier this month. The incident has caused a diplomatic row between Moscow and London. Joining us live now is Professor Vladimir Goldstein of Brown University, who is joining us live now via Skype. Professor, thanks for joining us. What do you make of the UK pressuring essentially all of its allies to be a lot more confrontational with Russia?
Well, we have to consider it within the context of UK negotiation on their Brexit. And what we understand that, you know, these negotiations took place within the last 2 weeks. And Theresa May and her representative showed a very weak hand. They basically agreed on all EU requirements. And this, some of these requirements are sort of humiliating, some of which Theresa May said she would never agree on, like, you know, giving fishing rights, allowing refugees, to those who are there, to stay. And in particular, another big issue was this border between Northern Ireland and Ireland, to which she said she wouldn't agree, but now she agreed it is a porous border. So on. So she agreed to all that. So I think it was probably a negotiating tool that, you know, she demanded at least some kind of leave, some kind of giveaway from EU, and they sort of agreed. So they said, well, okay, we'll you know, after 5 hours of negotiations, they themselves said we'll recall for consultation that our you know ambassador. But this is a purely diplomatic kind of, you know, symbolic gesture, which more or less shows that, you know, Great Britain does have a weak hand, and I think they are obviously trying to have this whole Russian fiasco, Russian accusations, is more or less to take away the attention of their voters from their weak negotiations with the EU. That's what I think is important to understand it. So Theresa May, you know, decides to be tough with Russia and not tough with the EU, but basically sooner or later, British voters will understand her game and what she's trying to do.
Professor, you know, Russia has been from day one saying that show us the evidence, essentially. The British government says that it has shared apparently intelligence about this attack with some of its EU allies. Why doesn't it just do the same with Russia, do you think?
I don't think they have the evidence. Very recently, police said that the investigation will take months. So basically, they operate on something like, you know, who else but Russia, that type of a logic, you know, like nobody else but Russia. But this is not a proof, this is not an evidence. It's the idea that they keep on saying Russia had a record of doing something like that. Well, you know, maybe Stalin did, but not, you know, today's Russia. They also said, you know, who else will benefit. So this is all circumstantial evidence, and that's why she became known for this statement of most likely it's Russia. But, you know, there is no proof of that. And we don't know what's really happened, you know. If, you know, definitely Putin, you know, would never, is not in his interest to give an order like that. If there is some Russian involved or some British agents involved, American agent involved, we don't know. But for some reason, it's very comfortable for Theresa May, as I said, to distract attention of her failing to negotiate Brexit, which will be comfortable for British voters. So she prefers to sort of to blame Russia because it seems to be a safe bet for a lot of Western politicians.
All right, Professor, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you sharing your insight with us.